boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
The answer to the question is no, I'm not okay.
Oh, geez.
I am not recovered, but I do not regret staying up for Biebercello on Saturday.
Yeah, but was it not Couchcella anymore? Was it Bedcella?
It was Bedcella, because I didn't realize, I didn't really take into account the time difference between here and Coachella Valley, because Justin Bieber went on at 2 a.m. our time.
Oh, dear God.
I just happened to be awake, and I'm like, well,
which
it's
means he probably didn't get over till 3 in the morning?
That is correct.
Carl, at our age, we can't do that anymore.
Well, that's why I'm still hurting today, because my sleep schedule's messed up, and I would do it again, and I would do it again tomorrow, and I might do it again this weekend for weekend two.
Oh, yeah.
We do it all again this week, or next week. There's a second weekend.
You're right. Wow. And you're going to do it at 2 in the morning?
I would do it again, because here's the thing about this set that I'm sure you've seen everywhere, is that probably about 25 minutes was him surfing on YouTube, singing along to his old songs. And I want to know if he's going to switch it up and do different songs.
Did it bother you? Okay, so I've only seen clips. I wish I would have watched Biebercella, to be quite honest with you, but I've only seen clips. Did it bother you that I felt like I didn't really get to hear current Bieber because I was getting overpowered by younger Bieber?
It's because you didn't watch.
What do you mean?
He started, the first 50 minutes of the set were from Swag and Swag 2. Then he had a little intermission.
Is that his albums?
Yes.
Okay.
Again, like, this is not Swag for you, clearly. And then he had his YouTube sesh that people made fun of, but I loved. And then he ended with UConn and Daisies.
Okay,
and
so I'm missing a big portion that's actually
that
important.
That is correct.
Okay.
You've watched 60 seconds on TikTok.
That's the problem.
You are misinformed. Because most people, it's the opposite. They're like, we didn't get any old stuff. No, you got more new than old.
Okay. So I need to actually watch this.
Yes. And if you would like to stay up until 2 a.m., you could text me. I will be up and I will be alert.
This will be the first time I can send a you up text at 2 in the morning. And she will, in fact, be up.
I will be busy.
Me and neighbor man had a date night Saturday. And I'd like to say very adult-y date night because we went grocery shopping, and then we were like halfway through it, and we're like, hey, we might be able to make a movie if we hurry up.
Oh.
Very spur of the moment.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I kind of forgot how fun, like, date night at the movies is.
Go on.
And we haven't done this in a while. We get all snuggled up. I like to bring a blankie.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to.
You share some popcorn. You get the pretzels. They got the lean back recliners. Mm-hmm. You know, I just forgot. And then, honestly, the best part, the movie was great. But the best part of the whole date is the previews. Like, him and I just like, why are you looking?
You just aged yourself, I think.
Really?
I feel like that's very an old woman thing to say. What? I'm here for the previews.
I tell you, that was the best part of the whole date because we're watching it and we'd be like, oh, no, we're going to come back for that one.
Mm.
Or we'd be like, that's not a good movie. We're not doing that one. Or we're like, that was a funny joke. Or that didn't land very well. Whatever, things like that. There was even one movie that's coming out with Hugh Jackman about sheep. You got to look it up because it looks so stupid. that we were like, oh, this movie looks so dumb that it's going to be good. Mm. We're coming back Mother's Day weekend when it comes out.
Oh, wow.
We have to. Like, we were having so much fun with the previews, just like cracking jokes, laughing, having fun. I forgot how good. We're going again this week.
Well, it sounds like you could have left after that.
You know what? Can they just do that?
Well, that's called like movie trailers that you could probably just search on YouTube.
No, but I still want the experience. I want that good popcorn.
Oh, okay.
I want that recliner.
Mm-hmm.
Give me about an hour of just trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Discount a ticket. I'm in.
Okay.
Don't you think that'd be such a fun day?
No. I hate that, actually. I hate a trailer because you get no answers.
You're right. You don't. You're like, where's this going to go? You are right about that
one. But you're fine with that. Makes sense.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
The girls are fighting today. Have you been on TikTok at all?
Not Not today.
Okay.
Is it who I think it is?
Who?
Alex Cooper and Alex Earl?
Yes.
Okay. I know something about Alex Earl reshared something. That,
okay. Okay.
That's, but I actually don't know a whole lot of the lore. I think there's something to do with a podcast.
I'm going to tell you.
Good, because I don't know.
I have the breakdown
here for you. This is what Trending with Taylor is all about.
So, Alex Cooper is a host of Call Her Daddy. She owns the Unwell Network, which is podcasts and TV shows and all of these things. Then we have Alex Earl, who is an influencer. She was on Dancing with the Stars. I'm going to be referring to them as their last names because they're both Alex, and that gets confusing. Cooper, Call Her Daddy, Earl, influencer. So
I think you go C for call.
Yes.
For Cooper.
There you go. So Cooper signed Alex Earl to her podcast network a couple of years ago. And that lasted about 2 years. And then Earl was dropped by Unwell Network, meaning we don't support your podcast anymore. We're not hosting it. And at the time, Cooper claimed that there was no issues between the two of them. She let her walk away owning all of her content. She could walk away with the title of the podcast. It was just parting ways.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Does Earl still do her podcast?
She took a long hiatus, and I feel like maybe it came back, but not in the same way.
Okay. Okay.
So since that time, she got dropped in 2025. Earl has hinted a lot at some tension between her and Alex Cooper. Calling the situation a hot mess, replying to comments being like, oh, how much time do you have for me to tell you about all the lore between us? And most recently, like you said, Alex Earl reposted a video calling Alex Cooper a horrible interviewer who like preys on people who are in vulnerable positions and makes a bunch of money off of them.
Mm-hmm.
So as of today, Alex Cooper called Alex Earl out directly. This is a scary video, y'all. I feel like we're in high school. She's sitting outside, direct to camera, says, Alex Earl, I'm sick of this. You're being passive aggressive. I don't know what your issue is with me. I feel like you're faking drama to distract from other things and other issues that you're having on the internet. She says, girl, there's no NDA. Speak up. Stop hiding behind other people and repost. Say it directly to my face, whatever your problem is. Because she said she has nothing to hide. They both know what went down. And she said, I'm done with this situation. Alex Earl has yet to respond. I want to know what the tea is.
Yeah, I'm. It makes me think that Cooper doesn't have anything to hide, but I'm also just like, I'm. Part of me is like, if you didn't have anything to hide, you also wouldn't have said anything at all, mm-hmm. and you would have just made Earl look like an idiot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But she's coming for her neck, saying she's a bad interviewer. So I'm like, I don't know.
Which I do agree.
Which I get confused. Oh.
What?
That was the subtle shade.
I do.
So you're Team Earl?
Of course I am.
Okay.
I've said it before. I don't think Alex Cooper asks the right... She asks good questions. I just don't think she asks them in the right order.
Mm.
We'll be talking about, like, radio, and then all of a sudden we're talking about, I don't know, Dr. Pepper, and then we go back to radio, and I'm like, can we stick in one lane? Like, then go to Dr. Pepper. It just is confusing.
Mm, don't let her hear this, because you're going to be the next one.
She's going to be called out.
It's those girls in the afternoon, and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You know, it's been a bit since we've talked. Oh, who am I kidding? We talked all weekend. But I don't actually know what all you did to unplug this weekend. As part of Unplugged with those girls in the afternoon, we're trying to, spend less time doom scrolling on TikTok, using Instagram, using Facebook, things like that. And just trying to live a little bit and be in the moment, be a little bit more present with our friends, our family.
Mm-hmm.
Doing more analog things.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that does include listening to your radio.
Yeah, absolutely. I did a little bit of all my favorite things. I did a lot of my 3D stickering, mm-hmm. the sticker books. I don't even want to admit how many pages I did. Quite a few. I was flying through. My boyfriend Curly was like, dude, you're a machine. But I was having so much fun. I did some coloring. I did some summer coloring pages to get in the spirit of hopefully bringing some better weather. And then my baking item of the weekend, because I've kind of been on that kick, was I made like key lime pie cookies.
Okay.
that are delicious. I'd like to think. I've seen so much.
TBD, I haven't ate mine yet.
Yeah, they're really good.
Me and Everman went to a date to the movies. That's unplugging, in my opinion, because I was not on my phone.
True.
So we went to the movies. We did some shopping. And then I made hard-boiled eggs.
Nice.
I'm in my grandma era.
Yeah.
I'm trying to eat some eggs.
Smelly. Yeah, smelly unplug.
Smelly unplug. Hey, we've got a chart, though, of how we're keeping track of hours spent off of our phone. And if you don't have your chart for the month of April and you want to get yours so that you can keep track of how many hours you spent off of your phone, you can find it at KZIA.com or on the free Z102.9 app. So my intrusive thoughts are sometimes getting the best of me. Because in my office, I really have no idea why, but on the right of me is like a cement brick. I don't really, it's a wall.
It's like cinder blocks.
Thank you. You're smart. Mm-hmm. And there's a hole. I don't know why there's a hole in the wall. I don't know if there was wires one day mm-hmm. put through that. But there's nothing there now. Just a gigantic hole. And my intrusive thoughts always tell me, put something in the hole. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I think about it every day. I think about, I don't know, I got a candy bar wrapper. What if I put it in? You know, what if I just, you know, put a pin in there. Mm-hmm. I don't, but gosh, my intrusive thoughts think about it every single day. What if I put it in the hole? And then it gets worse because then I come into the Z studio and there's another hole. And this one is bigger.
Yeah, it is a decent size hole. Now it's behind the door. So a lot of people don't know it's there, which is good, right? Because we had this studio remodeled in the last, 5 years?
Yeah.
And it looks amazing. However, when they remodeled it, they forgot to put like a door stopper behind the door. So
that was the one thing we forgot to do.
Yeah. So for quite some time, if you swung the studio door open, which we all do, we come in with a purpose.
We do.
It busted a hole in the wall. And then the door handle continued to get stuck in the hole.
Uh-huh.
So I have to look at it the whole show.
Oh, yeah. I don't really see it a whole lot because it's like more behind me, but you have a direct view of this gigantic hole.
I have to look at it. I don't know if you know, I painted that wall.
You did.
So I'm like,
your hard work.
Is it my responsibility to do something about this? I don't know how to fix a hole, but can I
beautify it? And I wouldn't want you to.
No, I can paint over it, but that's not going to do anything. So how do we beautify it without getting like drywall involved?
Oh, is that what you would have to do?
I don't know.
I figured we'd just stuff it with something.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how to do plaster drywall things. Yeah, can we just put something else in it that's not your candy wrappers or like your scabs that is like...
Hey, now that's a good idea.
Makes it more attractive.
I'm just saying, if we don't stuff it with something soon, I will be starting to put my scabs in there.
It's disgusting.
And... no, I won't put money in there. I was like, maybe I'll put money in there. I'm not putting money in there.
Well, if you put money in there, the whole wall's coming down quickly.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Fellow diva alert. This queen is out absolutely just tearing it up in our front lawn. And I mean, mowing with such intensity that I'm like about brought to tears. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
It's always a good day when we walk into the studio and, you know, you hear the lawnmower going, you're like, oh, it's like summer's just around the corner. Mm-hmm. It kind of smelled like fresh cut grass in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we look out the window and we're like, now wait a minute, girl. She's out there absolutely killing it. I don't normally pay attention to when people are mowing the lawn, but I felt like she was going with quite a lot of speed and accuracy.
Uh-huh. We normally have guys out there mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
But she was whipping it like she owned the property. Mm. I mean, she was a queen. I feel like you need to be playing your angel sound over there because she literally looked like an angel out there. Just queen.
Yes. I'm inspired.
I know.
Because I'm like... what she was out there doing, she was getting the job done.
Uh-huh.
And what is a biweekly battle in my house when summer rolls around. Who's mowing the lawn? Is it my boyfriend Curly or is it his brother? And then they fight with each other. And then when one of them does it, they don't think that they did it up to their standards. Mm-hmm. Let me in, coach. I'll get it done. That's kind of, she just inspired me. I'm like, really? if she can get out there and do it. Now, she had a rider and I am jealous of that because I would be whipping that thing through the whole neighborhood. but I think, you know, you got to start
everybody's
somewhere.
Lawn.
That I think I would for a small fee.
Oh, I would just do it for fun. If I had a sitting lawnmower, whatever they're called, I would do everybody's. Their cousins, the governments.
I don't think so, because you didn't hold on very long last year.
No, because here's the thing. I've got a push one, all right? And then I got hills. And that's not fun, all right?
Should we volunteer to do it here? Can we just rent a ride mower?
I've asked.
Really?
Well, not really.
It's a liability.
No.
It would be for us.
Let me get a weed whacker out there just one time. All right?
I would rather you not.
Why?
You can have the leaf blower because that doesn't have like sharp blades on it.
That is true. All right. I think they wouldn't say no to a leaf blower. But a
Except
weed
that it's loud.
A weed.
And you're already loud. It's like double whammy.
Who's louder?
Yeah. Oh. We just blew our chances.
Definitely not qualified to be an accountant. But there's a fine print, apparently, out there that talks about a cheese tax. And I'm just now discovering it.
Okay. I do love cheese. I do.
End of sentence. I love cheese.
Well, you brought it up. I just thought I should share.
I thought we were sharing with the class.
Yeah.
I was shredding, is that what you call it? Shredding cheese? Yeah, I think so.
You shred your own cheese?
Yeah, that's a stupid topic on its own,
okay.
Dude.
No, you know, I'm not judging.
Neighbor man won't let me buy shredded cheese.
It does have that coating on it,
yeah.
But we'll talk later.
Oh, it's so annoying. So I have to shred my own. It's so dumb. Whatever. So I'm shredding my cheese. And the dogs, our little wiener dog, Evie, my other dog, are literally like right up against me. Mm-hmm. Just waiting, hoping to God. Something's going to drop.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of made fun of it towards neighbor man. I'm like, do you see the dogs right now? And he goes, yeah, they're waiting for the cheese tax.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, of course I'm going to give them something. But I didn't know it was required mm-hmm. to give them cheese tax. And he goes, of course it's required. What are you, crazy? Yes, I gave them the cheese tax. But I didn't know it was required in our house to make sure to give them cheese tax.
Oh, it is. I think it depends on the animal. We have cheese tax in my house.
I know your cats are crazy.
My cats
cheese.
Love cheese, and they only get a little bit, otherwise it makes them sick. My boy cat Romeo has a chicken tax. He knows the scent of chicken breasts, like out the oven or something.
Okay.
He has a chicken tax. I can tell you that my family dog Lloyd, he has two very specific taxes. That is pizza crust tax and pistachio tax.
What?
He knows both of those things. I don't know if it's the sound of the bag for pistachios, but he knows the smell of pizza crust. My mom always gives him a little piece of pizza crust. Am I considered an animal? Because I can tell you what my tax is for my boyfriend Curly.
Am I an animal? Go on. What's your
technically?
What's
your... The Taylor tax is if he opens.
Sorry. No, the reason I laughed is because I don't know why that worked so well.
Like, it does. It's
like,
real.
Like, I feel like that will be enforced one day, the Taylor tax.
Well, it is enforced in my house because he knows if he opens a soda and I don't have one, it's always, do you want the first sip? And if he doesn't ask me that, then I'm very much offended and he will be
really
charged.
But are there times that you don't take a sip of the soda?
Yeah, sometimes I say no thanks, but I want to be asked. Because the one time he doesn't ask is the one time I wanted the first sip.
Is this at restaurants too?
No, it's just like specifically at home. If he's opening a can of pop.
The Taylor tax is that you have to have a sip of his soda.
It was his first sip. And I say, yes.
What if you had a drink? What if you were eating onions and he got onion breath? No, he's going
to. He just loves me so much. I don't know what to tell you.
Our biggest fear on this show is going to jail because we messed up our taxes. And Dan, this is why you should still be doing my taxes, because I think I'm going to jail, dude.
Oh, shoot.
This is why he should have never stopped doing my taxes, because I'm too stupid to do it.
I do fear that day. I'm not going to lie.
We have talked about this, I would say, at least 100 times on this show in the last 3 years, that we never wanted our parents to stop doing our taxes because we are too stupid to do them. And our biggest fear is that we're going to be locked up in prison because we, what is it, tax fraud? Yes, tax fraud.
Tax fraud. Well, and sorry, the last thing I'm going to jail for is something nerdy like tax fraud. I'm not going to be the jail nerd. I'm going to go for something cool if I'm going, not tax fraud.
If I'm going, I want to go on a high-speed chase, something cool, all right?
Not worth it. It's not.
No, tax fraud, dumb, okay? But I think I'm totally going, dude. And it's a complete accident. It was totally on accident. But last night, me and Neighbor Man are doing taxes. And this year,
he's doing your taxes for you.
He's doing taxes. You're right. He was at the computer. I'm just telling him what he needs to put in. And this year, we came better prepared. I had lots of documentation. So we're going through each thing one by one. And honestly, this went longer than I had thought it was going to go. But that's because I was like way more prepared this year than in previous years.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to the part where it asks you how much you contributed to your retirement account. And I'm like, this should be on my W-2. Like, I've already inserted my W-2. Why do you not have this information? So I'm going over it, and I can't find that stupid number on the W-2. And I'm like, this is so weird. Why can't I find it? I thought it was on the W-2. So then I ask Google. Google goes, yeah, that's not on your W-2.
It's on a 1099.
So then I'm like, okay, that's weird. So then I go into our retirement account, and I'm like trying to find the documentation for it. Well, we switched companies mm-hmm. in the last year, so it's a little bit harder to understand the app, okay? It was, I'm tired, okay? At this point, we've been going on for far too long. It's dark, it's late, I'm tired. I just picked a big number that I saw first. I shouldn't have, and I put in $15,000, which is also, I should have known better. As somebody who worked in retirement, red flag, should have known that was not right. Because the max amount you can contribute is 7,000 something. So 15,000 should have been a red flag alert. That's not right. Plus, that's like an obnoxious amount of my paycheck that would have came out to my retirement account. Mm-hmm. Like, what? It didn't hit me until this morning when Neighbor Man drops me off at work that I'm like, $15,000 is a lot. Why did we put that down? And I look at him and I'm like, we put that down, didn't we? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, dude, we shouldn't have put that. There's no way that was the right number. So I'll go back and I look. Girl, that is nowhere near the number that I contributed to my retirement account.
Mm-hmm.
We lied. On accident. It was a complete accident. 100% an accident. I don't know what to do. I'm calling my dad. I'm like, Dad, I think I'm going to go to jail. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. My dad's like, dude, you got to go back in because I've already submitted it. It's like, you got to go back in. You got to see if you can amend it. I don't know what that means, but I'm making Neighbor Man do it because I'm throwing him under the bus.
You're going to jail. I don't think it works.
What do you mean?
Because whose name's on it?
Yeah, but he would look better in an orange suit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, bald head, looks good. Orange suit.
If I had to pick one of you to go to jail, I'm sending you. Because if he went to jail, you're way too needy for that.
What am I going to
bother you?
You can't
call him 8 times a day.
That is true. I only get it certain hours a day, don't I?
You don't get to share a bed.
I can't kiss him through that phone as much as I'd like to.
Can't touch in the
I will get tased, won't I?
I'm sorry. I think you got to take one for the team.
Neighbor Man saw something so embarrassing about our house on Google Earth. It's not embarrassing for me, but it's embarrassing for him.
I guess I've never thought about this. He would be the one to be like, let's search up the house on Google Earth. I'm going to be searching. Not that I've lived in mine long enough, probably, but like, I'm curious.
The man's doing landscaping, so he's been like Google mapping, Google earthing everything our house to like do measurements of things.
Oh, nerd.
Nerd alert.
Okay.
Last night, I'm on the floor. I'm like going through my planner, doing things like that. And I'm not even paying attention that he's on Google Earth. I pulled up our address for you. So you have it over there.
Yeah.
And I have it over here. All of a sudden, I hear him go, oh, man, they caught my bald head. So if you look at Google Earth.
Yeah.
You see that there's a sidewalk. And right next to that sidewalk is like this object. That's his bald head. That's him. And you can see his shadow on that sidewalk. That's our dog, Evie. He's taking Evie out on the side of the house on the left-hand side. Do you see that? And that's him. and his bald head. You don't see.
I don't know what I'm looking at. This is the worst quality I've ever seen in my life. I think he might just be making something up to brag about his bald head. This feels like a humble brag that he's like, my head is so shiny that they can see it from the satellite. I see nothing. No normal person is going to be like, wow, do you see that guy's bald, shiny head? I'm serious. Take that as a compliment, I think, or not.
See, I see it, but I like I like the way where you're coming from. I think you need to talk to him because he's feeling a little sad.
I think you just want he wanted you to tell him that his head is just really shiny and he's a shining star. That's what it is.
Me and Neighborman were out shopping on Saturday and we saw a cat tree that we really, really wanted. But we were having this argument on whether or not it was going to fit in the car. He's like, there's no way it's going to fit. I'm like, babe, I think it's going to fit. So we purchased it. I was correct.
Of course.
And you know, it's the day after Artemis 2 comes back.
Yeah.
So I had to let him have it. I'm like, you know what? You should never doubt a woman. All right? We just let a woman go to space. All right? Women in STEM. Uh-huh. Don't doubt me. I know what I'm talking about. Of course I knew a cat tree was going to fit in a car.
Right.
So I didn't let him down.
Because you measured it with your body?
You knew it!
I just have a feeling. I mean, I do the same thing. No, I'm no astronaut, but I do know how to measure with my own body.
Girl, you knew me, so yes. I stood right next to it. I didn't want him to know, but I stood right next to it. And I was like, yeah, I've laid in the back of that car before. I know I can fit.
To that I say, she's a genius, ladies and gentlemen.
Women in STEM.
Yep. If you get it, you get it.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
If you are a food delivery driver, listen up because this could get you rich on tips. There's a delivery driver going viral on the internet. Her name is Jade Phoenix because she has a hack for what she says she swears it gets her more tips when she delivers food. She calls herself the Uber Feets girl.
Okay.
Instead of Uber Eats, because what she does is in the photo that they take, no matter what delivery service it is, normally they submit a photo showing that they left it on your front doorstep or wherever you instruct them to. She makes sure in those photos to include her dogs. Her feets.
I was like, which dog?
No. Her dogs, like her feets. She makes sure that she doesn't crop that out, that she lets a little toe get into the screen. And she swears that since doing this, the amount of tips that she's gotten has gone up. She shared this online. There have been other food delivery drivers who are like, I'll try it too. Some have had luck. I'm sure some would say that it probably doesn't make a difference. She said her best days are when she has sandals and white painted toenails.
Oh.
And that makes it a little appearance.
I will say a white painted toe is very, very cute. Or a pink is very cute.
Mm-hmm.
A little red. So sexy.
I mean, in the world of people selling feet pics and saying they have success with it, I'm not going to lie. I feel like this probably does work for some people.
Good for you. I mean, good for you to think of something like that.
That's what I'm saying.
And going with it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. It's the same thing like if you work in the food industry and you know how to make more tips, do it.
I've seen that.
I would do the same thing.
I've seen people say like, oh, if I wear my hair this way, that I get more tips than if I wear it this way.
Yes. Do
it. Genius.
Do it.
How do you guys figure that out?
I would do this. If I had a job where I could make tips, I would do the same thing.
Mm.
Do anything you can to get more tips. Heck yeah.
Even if it meant keeping your toenails painted 24/7.
Yeah. At that point, I just got to make sure my toe hair is cut at all times because I do struggle.
They'll be zooming in.
Oh, girl, I know. I just got to make sure I cut that toe hair because I do be growing it sometimes, you know.
Right.
It's those girls in the afternoon. and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I got to update you on where I landed in my Masters League with my boyfriend Curly and his entire family, because it took over my entire weekend. I am embarrassed to admit the amount of times I checked on where I was at in the standings, because I wanted to do well this time around, to the point that I cheated. I had a ghost picker.
Oh, yeah, your dad.
Yeah. I reined in my dad and I was like, Dad, you watch golf. I need you to tell me who I should pick for all of these different categories of like past winners and international and US and blah, blah, blah. My dad did it all, to the point that my dad was just as invested as I was. Starting Friday night, it was probably every couple of hours that he'd say, hey, bud, how you doing in the standings? Where we at? We were a team at this point. My boyfriend, Curly, no idea that it was my dad. He knew I had a source, but he didn't know who. So all day Saturday, me and my dad are chatting it up. He's like, oh, man, I think we're going to pull through this round. I ended up in third place. Out of five.
Nice. Okay, you beat. Did you beat Curly?
Curly.
That's all that matters.
However, I think I'm going to get booted next year, and he's going to just invite my dad now instead.
Okay, so my thing was, I was going to ask you is, I don't think that he's going to boot you.
I think he's going to boot me.
No, here's what I do think is going to happen.
They were texting about the Masters.
No, I know. Here, I think what's going to happen. I think you are going to get invited. But I think at Christmas or Thanksgiving this year or something, maybe 4th of July, because that's the next holiday, He's going to pull your dad aside and say, Father. I guess I don't know what he calls your dad.
Mitch. I'm pretty sure. I don't think he calls him dad.
It'd be funny if he goes, Father. Listen here. You're about to be my dad soon. I need you to help me win next time.
Oh, yeah, right.
You don't think that he would pick, your dad wouldn't pick his future son over you next round? Like next Masters?
No. Who,
really?
No. Oh. No, he wouldn't do that. And my boyfriend Curly would never, he's way too competitive. He's not going to be like, you know better than I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because I think, Uno, I think my dad, if my dad was to do something like this, I could see neighbor man going to my dad. And my dad being like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll help you out next time. I could see him doing that.
Because he doesn't like sports.
Yeah, my neighbor man hates sports.
Okay, so there you go.
We're missing some knives. Now, I don't know what killer took them, but if you see them at the crime scene, yeah, they probably have my fingerprints on them, but I swear to God, I didn't kill anyone.
That is a really bad situation to be in.
I know. But here's what happened. On Easter, me and neighbor man went to his dad's house, and we were eating ham, and I don't even know how we got onto the topic of like cutting the ham, and then like how good that knife was, but then like how we don't have any good knives to cut steak. Mm. And apparently, I think you need a butcher knife, I think is what it's called. No, a steak knife. You need a steak knife.
So many knives out there. Oh, my God.
How you're eating steak
with a butcher knife.
And we were telling his dad about how we don't have any steak knives. And his dad's like, oh, man, like I got a ton for you.
Low-key sus.
You would know. I think it's like the Anamosa County Fair, or there's a county fair of some sort.
The Jones County Fair?
That would be it. And they got like a steak something of another. And so they always give you a steak knife. So they have...
That was like really great information. I have no idea what you're talking about. It's like a steak...
Dinner of some sort. Okay. And they always give you a steak knife.
They send you out with a knife?
They do!
That's freaky.
They do. So they are like, we have so many of these knives. Yes, it's got the branding on it. We're like, we don't care. It's free knives. We'll take them. Mm-hmm. They gave us probably 15 knives.
Oh, my God.
We took them home. They're not in the car. They're not in the drawers. They're not in the dishwasher. They're not in the sink. They're nowhere to be found. Neighbor man and I swear we remember having a conversation about them in the kitchen because we just bought new silverware. And I remember saying to him, can we please, for the love of God, not put them in the drawer with our nice new silverware? It doesn't match. You know me. I'm a girl of aesthetic, right? And he said, fine. I agree. That's it. We don't know where the knives went. Mm. They're not in any other drawers. What happened to them? We know they got washed, but what happened?
Well, I have a couple of options.
Okay.
Did neighbor man just decide to get rid of them because you gave him sass about putting them in the drawer? Perhaps. Mm. He's like, fine, if you don't like them, then we're just not going to have them at all. And then he just rid of them, perhaps. I'm not sure. Maybe they didn't leave the dad's house at all, since he clearly has a knife interest. Perhaps he took them back out of the car.
And we made this whole conversation up. I love this. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Huh?
Or other probably most plausible accurate option is, where did the cats put them? You got four cats. Mm-hmm. It's bound and determined one of them's after you to kill you. So that means, did they find the knife? They're hiding it, and you will die by the cat.
To be honest with you, out of all the ones you came up with, that's the most accurate one. I think.
Just know Fat Mochi has a little evil in him.
He does. And so does Luna.
I'd check their favorite spots.
She literally.
But be careful.
She literally sleeps on Neighbor Man right on his throat. She's just waiting to whip it out and kill him.
I'm just saying. Death by cats is coming.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
We're talking about food that you probably shouldn't have because it was, well, way, way, way past its expiration date.
It's disturbing.
I had Parmesan cheese that was well past its expiration date because it had mold on it.
Mm-hmm.
The neighbor man just chopped the mold off of it and goes, eh, you'll be fine. I swear to God, I still haven't been fine since.
Mm-hmm.
I got tummy aches ever since.
It's gross.
So it kind of inspired tonight's trivia question. 25% of people have consumed this past its expiration date. What is it?
I hate this.
Why?
If there's one thing about me that I get like so really weird out about is
food like that.
Past date food. Yeah. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
I feel like we've all had that one food from your dad that you're like, it's fine. It's just,
I don't know if I do. I'm serious. You could ask my boyfriend, Curly. I'm like, today is the last day to use it, and then it's going down.
You didn't
sink.
Have a dad like that, though?
Well, I'm sure, yeah, probably. Oh. Yeah, I bet. Like, you know, yeah.
Because I feel like we all had that dad that'd be like, well, sell by's different than expired by.
That's true. I can't adopt that. Oh, gosh. There's just certain things I cannot do that for.
25% of people have consumed this past its expiration date. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
What's that food that you were, you know what, actually willing to eat even though it is past its expiration date? Because it could be the answer to tonight's trivia question. 25% of people have consumed this past its expiration date. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Justin said ketchup.
Yeah.
I feel like a condiment in the fridge is so easy to, oopsie, forget. Like, oh my gosh, I bought that 6 months ago and yeah, you still have half of it.
I don't even check them.
Who cares? I do like a not even quarterly. Like
I do a yearly.
Once or twice a year, I do a clean out.
Bi-yearly.
Yeah, and then I'm a little disturbed with like, I've been using rotten sriracha. Yuck. That's where that extra spice came from.
That's why I've been on the potty.
Okay.
6506 said eggs. You can do the float test to see if they're good.
There's a float test?
Okay, so I Googled because...
Do you know about the float test?
I didn't.
Apparently, fresh eggs sink and lay flat, while older eggs stand upright. So you fill up like a glass bowl or something, and if it sinks, you're good. If it stands up, girl, run. That thing is nasty.
I think I know that there's something to do if it has a rainbow in it. That's not good.
What kind of magic eggs are we talking about?
You keep talking. I feel like I know
egg.
No, you keep talking.
Okay. Well, Tammy said chicken. And that is disgusting. Ladies and gentlemen, the one food that we don't play around with is chicken. I am scared of not cooking enough and dying. I'm also scared of eating rotten chicken and dying. I think I'm going to die by chicken. Can I stop ranting about chicken now? Did you get an answer about your rainbow eggs?
Not really.
Okay.
Well. There is a safety. Okay. Harmless does not indicate the egg is spoiled. Ah, shoot. It's harmless. But some people have shown that, like, you can have, like, when you crack it, there can be, like, a rainbow effect to it. Shoot, I thought there was something bad to it. I'd be throwing out those eggs.
Sounds like drugs to me. Like some sort of drug thing. I don't know. Rainbow eggs.
I didn't make it up. I swear I saw them.
Okay, all right.
Moving on. 25% of people have consumed this past its expiration date. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in like two songs.
I swear I've been having rainbow eggs.
I don't even, like, that's not even just rotten. That's imagination.
And brownies do.
Right.
I'm just kidding. Sure. I swear, somebody said not to have rainbow eggs on the internet. I now learned you really cannot believe everything on the internet. I'm done. I am not going on TikTok ever again.
Okay. This is painful.
I hate the internet so much.
Okay, logging off. See ya.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
25% of people have consumed this past its expiration date. What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
chocolate. 25% of people have consumed it past its expiration date.
I would.
I have, unfortunately. It was here.
Yeah, you do need to check the dates around here.
Okay, yeah. When were y'all going to tell me that? There's one coworker here who loves to put candy on the break room table that is significantly old.
Yeah.
Like by one, if not to up 5 years old.
Yeah.
And I had had the chocolate that they had put on the break room table. And it was chocolate of some sort. And I'm like, God, that did not taste right. And I remember I went to like one of my coworkers and they were like, did you not know that's like 2 years old?
You've got to check the dates.
And now hearing you were like, yeah, you got to check the dates. I'm like,
I had heard the lore already. If there's one thing that I mean, I'm weary of a lot of things that are on the break room table, but it's always candy.
Okay,
you got to look at it.
No, is that every break room table? Is that just our messed up break room table?
I think I would be like that at every break room table because it's like, why are you bringing in six bags of Dum Dums? Is it because you won a Dum Dum contest or they've been sitting in your...
Or you think I'm a Dum Dum.
Yeah, you think I'm a Dum Dum and we'll eat your Dum Dums.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.